You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1582, brought to you today by U.S. Rider. On this show, Amanda Tucker from New Vocations joins retired Racehorse Radio co-hosts Joy and Kristen with some tips on introducing a new horse into the pasture herd.
As horse owners, we spend a lot of time on the road. Let U.S. Rider help keep you covered. Our equestrian motor plan offers fast, reliable, nationwide service from our highly trained roadside assistance team. 24/7 coverage for both you and your horse. Membership includes horse trailer servicing, towing, flat tire repair, even on dual wheels, battery assistance, and lockout service on any vehicle in your plan. We also have your equine companions covered with referrals for emergency vet services, farrier referrals, and emergency stabling assistance. Get peace of mind on the road for you and your horse. Join U.S. Rider today.
Well, it's that time of the episode where we bring on one of our friends from New Vocations. And today we have Amanda Tucker with us. Welcome back to the show, Amanda.
Thank you so much for having me.
One of the things we don't necessarily always talk about, but probably should, is when they come home, it's super important to introduce them safely to their new pasture friends. You're doing this constantly at New Vocations. Do you have some best practices as far as how do you introduce them safely? And how do we make determinations if it's a good match or not?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've got like a handful coming in every week and a handful leaving every week. So we are constantly rotating our pasture buddies and moving everyone around and introducing new friends. So the way we go about it is we like to introduce them next to each other in a stall first so they can kind of meet and greet with that barrier in between them. And then once they're comfortable with each other, we will start with just single turnout in a smaller paddock. So we have the luxury that we have lots of different paddocks, which I'm sure not everyone does. But ideally, we love to turn them out by themselves so they can see their new friends. And then once they're settled and comfortable, then we'll kind of monitor the herd dynamics and we'll buddy them up with someone who we think they would likely get along with. And then once they've been out with that buddy for a few days and they've proven that they're solid citizens and they're going to get along, we will then take that buddy unit and put them out in the bigger turnout with their other friends.
I love that. And I totally agree. Not everyone has that opportunity, but I only had one pasture really. And I have my riding arena, which was adjacent to the pasture. So what I would do when we had new horses come in is I would do partial turnout for them for the day. So it always made me feel a little guilty that they'd be stalled for part of the day, but we could let them out in individual partnerships and kind of get a safe chance to meet. And then the new horse would come back for a while and let the rest of the herd out. So it was tedious, but it was an easy way to do it when you had that limited space.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of different ways to do it depending on your setup.
Absolutely. And do you ever get profiles when people are bringing the horses to you? Like, oh, you know, this horse, super social butterfly, or this horse tends to squeal, isn't super social, or do you have to figure it out on the fly?
We generally figure it out on the fly because we get a lot of them. They come straight from the track. So a lot of them haven't even been turned out when they come to us. So it's a big learning curve.
Yeah. Okay. And with an adopter, I mean, you guys give such excellent profiles coming in. Are there things they should think about when they're thinking about a new horse, how it fits into their herd dynamic that they might currently have at home?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of the biggest questions I get asked of all the time is about mixed turnout. And that's something that we struggle to speak on a little bit because we don't do that at New Vocations. So that's always something to consider. Whether you have a mixed turnout or not. And then also that just generally the herd dynamics. And we try and explain the horses very well so they understand if they're getting someone that's more dominant out in the field or someone who's more of a loner or someone who likes to play.
Love it. Well, thank you so much for that. Again, it's one of those things that we don't always think about. We get very distracted by the photos, but it's something very important to think about when you're introducing someone new to the herd, what that dynamic's going to look like.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.